Chapter 4. The Plan. As the wild boars sat at their designated table in the school cafeteria, the familiar odor of steamed veggies, stale pizza, and chocolate milk, queasily mixed with the astringent sting of antiseptic cleanser, wafted through the air and made it difficult to finish lunch. At least it did for Robert and Rinny, but Chris could eat anything. At the moment, he seemed to be trying to stuff as many French fries into his mouth as he could without suffocating. As usual, Robert made a nauseated face while Rinny passively flipped through a Batman comic.
"I don't get it," Rinny said. "The Joker isn't even in this. And who's this Riddler guy? This is nothing like the movie."
Chris rolled his eyes before downing another greasy French fry.
"Rinny, you do realize that you're not reading the comic book adaptation of the movie that came out this summer, and that Batman comics have actually been around for 50 years? Yeah?
Rinny lied.
"Of course I knew that."
"Of course,"
Chris sarcastically replied, with another eye roll for added emphasis.
"I mean,"
Rinny continued, his red, embarrassed face belying his words.
"Otherwise, it would have been a waste of money if I didn't know. Anyway, I wish I could be a vigilante,"
he said, playing mournfully with his creamed spinach.
"They tagged me again. Vinny and his football jerks spray-painted my locker."
"What was it this time?"
Chris asked.
"Rinny the Runt?"
Both Chris and Robert laughed.
"No, that was last month,"
Rinny explained with downcast eyes.
"This time they went after all of us."
Chris and Robert weren't laughing anymore.
"They wrote Wild Boars with O-R-E-S instead of O-A-R-S. I have to admit that's pretty clever for a bunch of jocks. I'm surprised they know what a homophone is."
"Those dirtbags,"
Chris cursed, throwing a French fry down on his cafeteria tray in disgust. Normally, Chris would eat anything, but he had suddenly lost his appetite.
"Yeah,"
Robert agreed.
"Who do they think they are?
The most popular guys in school?"
Rinny rightfully reported.
"And besides,"
he continued,
"you guys didn't seem to care when they were just picking on me."
"You just answered your own question,"
Chris pointed out a bit cruelly. Robert nodded.
"Taking a shot at all of us was uncalled for," he said. "This is a matter of pride." "If it's a shot at all of us,"
Rinny began,
"why am I always the only one who has to clean off his locker?"
Chris patted him on the back for encouragement.
"Because you're an easy target, buddy,"
he said.
"That isn't very comforting,"
Rinny replied, attempting to ease the pain with another gulp of chocolate milk, like it was a shot of vodka. Robert began losing patience. There was much that needed to be discussed, and so far, he was failing at reining in his friend's short attention spans. Before Chris could respond to Rinny, he leaned into the other two to divulge his plans.
"Guys, I need to talk to you about something,"
he began. As Robert spoke, Barbara, Rinny's school crush, walked by their table to empty her lunch in the nearby trash can and chat with some friends. Rinny gazed adoringly at her brunette ponytail tied up in a neon scrunchie as it bobbed past him.
"Hey, babe,"
Rinny called.
"My name's Barbara, creepo,"
she replied. Chris immediately laughed, but Rinny was undaunted.
"You guys laugh, but I'm telling you, I think I'm wearing her down."
Chris sighed, and then swallowed another fry glazed with ketchup.
"Yeah, you've only been chasing her since, what, the third grade? With dedication like that, I'm sure she'll come around by our high school graduation."
Robert banged the table with his fist like a judge's gavel.
"Will you guys knock it off?"
he asked.
"There isn't much time left in the period, and I want to get down to business." "You're always all business, Rob,"
Chris noted, almost scolding.
"Well, I am the leader of this club,"
Robert countered.
"So what's up?"
Chris asked nonchalantly.
"I've been thinking about Danger Peak."
"There's a surprise,"
Rinny sarcastically spat.
"Shut up, Rinny,"
Chris said.
"Go on, Robert. I know it seems impossible,"
Robert admitted.
"Hell, it's how my brother..."
His words trailed off as his two friends, preserving his dignity, pretended not to notice.
"Well, you know," he continued. "Anyway, no regular motorbike can reach the top, right?"
"Right,"
Chris agreed. Robert eyed a picture of Batman's utility belt displayed prominently on an open page of Rinny's comic book, which gave him an idea.
"Then we simply can't use a regular motorbike. We have to build a better one,
But how?
Rennie asked.
It's like Batman's utility belt,
Robert explained, pointing at Rennie's comic on the table in front of them.
To defeat the bad guys, he has to use his inventions. Leave Batman out of this,
Rennie defensively shouted. Ignoring Rennie's ridiculous outburst, Chris reasoned.
How are we going to reinvent our dirt bikes, Robert? We're not mechanics.
No,
Robert conceded.
But my brother was, and he taught me almost everything he knew.
He did?
Chris asked, almost offended that his best friend kept that information from him over the years.
Well, I watched him fix up his bike a lot anyway.
Now it was Rennie's turn to speak.
Yeah, but if your brother was so smart, how come he...
Chris cut him down with his eyes.
Rennie,
he warned.
Don't even.
Robert could tell he was failing to rally his troops, so to speak. Just then, he noticed Rennie playing with the cheese on his hamburger, and that inspired another analogy.
It's like building a better mousetrap,
he said.
But we're not trying to catch mice,
Rennie retorted.
It's a metaphor, doofus,
Chris admonished.
Actually,
Rennie corrected,
it's a simile, since he used the word like.
Whatever,
Chris shouted, throwing his hands in the air in frustration. Then, turning to Robert, he added,
I like your plan, man. Oh, you're a fan of his plan?
Rennie teased in rhyme.
Is it grand?
Before Chris could chide him again, Rennie addressed their leader.
What are you going to call it?
Robert paused for dramatic emphasis. Then, when he felt his friends were ready, he announced,
The Action Bike.
Another pause. And then both Chris and Rennie burst into incredulous laughter, much to Robert's chagrin.
Sorry, Rob,
Rennie said between fits of giggles.
But that's pretty lame.
Yeah,
Chris confessed.
I hate to say this, but I have to agree with Rennie.
Have any better ideas?
Robert asked, obviously annoyed.
How about Excitebike?
Rennie suggested.
That's my favorite Nintendo game.
Chris raised his eyebrows, apparently pleased with the new moniker.
It's already been taken,
Robert said dismissively.
Besides, the name's not important. It's what it can do.
Yeah,
Rennie interjected, suddenly excited.
If it works, and we actually reach the top, we can make a lot of Mondo cash with the endorsement deals alone.
Chris rolled his eyes at Rennie's lingo.
Who says Mondo anymore?
He asked no one in particular.
At least I don't still say mint,
Rennie retorted. Just at that moment, Vinny, the school's resident bully, passed by and threw his leftover creamed spinach and fries onto their table, splashing them with ketchup and other undesirables.
How you doing, wild snores?
He taunted, stalking off with wide, confident strides. A nearby lunch table filled with jocks laughed in unison. On his way back, Vinny loudly high-fived one of his pals sitting at the end. After an embarrassing silence, Rennie shook his head in disgust and sighed.
Man, that was a good one, too,
he said.
I knew we should have named ourselves the Dashing Dinos.
Shut up, Rennie,
both Robert and Chris said, just as Barbara walked back to her table from the garbage bin. Passing by, she briefly eyed the mess on their table and then attempted to stifle a giggle. Although Robert and Chris were even more mortified, Rennie, of course, saw this as an opening and turned to his friends.
You see, he asked, if that's not flirting, I don't know what is.